Yeah, welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 7. If you are full, you will refuse honey. But when you are hungry, even bitter food tastes sweet. Contemporary English version put it this way. If you have had enough to eat, honey doesn't taste good. But if you are really hungry, you will eat anything. So we see that hunger plays a vital role. I've often said that an hungry man cannot tell you how good a food is. It's only a man that is full that knows a good food. The scripture says that when you have had enough, when you have eaten to your satisfy, even honey, as sweet as it is, you will refuse it. He said, but when you are hungry, a bitter food tastes sweet. You know, some years ago, a family, they were throwing away food that had rotten. Maybe what they ate yesterday and the following day, they will throw it away. The remainings, they will throw it away. Then a family saw them throwing food away. And they came and said, please, this food that you are throwing away, give it to us. We can still eat it. You know, the family that was throwing the food away, they became so touched that they took one of their children. They said, okay, give us one of your child to be eating the proper food with us. We can't be giving you this food that we are throwing away. So they took one of their children and they raised that child to adult. But the real point is really this. Many are deceived today because they have not eaten the good food of the Lord. If you have not been correctly taught about Jesus, you will fall for anything. Some things that are nonsense, they will make sense to you. I've sat down with messages that I know that from A to Z is nonsense. And yet, people in hundreds of thousands gathered around that man, clapping, yelling, saying yay, saying great. And I just wonder, what is it that they see in this nonsense? When you have not been well fed, he says, even a bitter food will become sweet. A false prophet will become a true prophet to you. A false teacher will become a true teacher to you. Any form of nonsense that anybody can say, it become true to you. But do you know that when you are well taught of the word of God, you cannot be deceived? You know that what this person is saying is not correct. This is not of Christ. But when you are empty, you will accept anything. The antidote to false teaching and false doctrine is for you to be filled with the truth. It's not scandal. You know, people think that exposing pastors is what is going to stop them. You don't understand it. You see, ideology is not something you fight by killing people or destroying their reputation or even exposing them for what they truly are. And I'm not saying we should not expose sin. For example, all the terrorists, they have ideology. So even they've been killing them, they've been killing all their heads. The ideology has not gone away. So you expose this pastor, he's involved in this scandal. There's a pastor in Zimbabwe or Zambia that was exposed for being in fraud, involved in fraud in his country. Maybe they were selling gold or something like that. But go and check him today. He is still preaching. People still gather around him in their numbers. In their numbers. So you see, because what we are dealing with is not personality. What we are dealing with is doctrine, is falsehood. You can lock that man up. You can even stop him from preaching. If you don't teach people truth, they will keep going back to his messages. The antidote is not exposing the man. The antidote is filling the people with the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Until people know the truth, simply telling them this is a false preacher will not stop them from listening to him. It is truth that will stop people from listening to false preachers. That preacher I'm talking about, I know from day one that this is a false preacher. I don't need any scandal to expose him. In fact, the scandal really didn't even expose him. But I know that what he's teaching is not scriptural, he's a false prophet. He's not a servant of God. But people gather to him in hundreds of thousands. Even many of our popular preachers in my country, they will even greet him. They will congratulate him. They will speak well of him. It is only truth that can protect you. And as the world is coming to an end, it will become increasingly more important that you know the truth. Otherwise, when you are empty, you will eat anything. Anything will look good to you. Anyone will become good to you because you are empty. But when you are filled with the truth, nobody can deceive you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." My prayer is that you will all be filled with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.